Here's a guy who parked his car, and while he was in having a sandwich, a queen bee flew in the car. You know what happens then?
I've no clue.
What happened?
The rest of the swarm follows, and there's a swarm of bees in his car. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Bummer.
How about that?
Robertino, won't you tell us what are some top advantages of being a crack hoe?
Free ride from Hugh Grant.
He said you get a free ride from Hugh Grant.
You still have psoriasis, but thanks to the effects of the crack, no more heartbreak.
No heartbreak. Psoriasis, heartbreak gone.
You should be a translator at the UN, Maynard. You're getting good at this. Go ahead, Robertino.
You get a discount on a crack whore monthly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't subscribe.
You're often flattered when people mistake you for Courtney Love.
Yeah. Would you take that as flattery, Robin, if somebody thought you were Courtney Love? I guess not.
There's never a mix-up in a restaurant when the host calls. Crack whore body of dew.
No, never a mix-up there. Never a mix-up. Now, it's been suggested, Robertino, that you might tackle reviewing a movie, and we can certainly look at that. And then you apparently will have a competitor on Monday, and the audience will vote on who they like the best.
All right. Are you up for that kind of challenge, Robertino?
I suppose, but I won't be able to do it anyway next week.
Why?
Because I'm going out of town.
A perfect timing then, huh?
Is that by design, Robertino? You're making a specific trip just to get away from the little classic rock powerhouse?
I want to talk to you guys out of the air.
Yeah. I bet you do.
This, I know what this one, yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Well.
Little Speedy, so full of zip. You're up, baby.
Let's play Quiz Show Fooey. Now, here's Robin and Maynard.
Badoo badoo boo doo 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 doo. God, geez, come on, man. Badoo doo doo foo doo 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 doo. Jamie.
Yes.
Doo 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 doo. What do you do, Jame? You're a website designer. What is... In broadcasting, silence means there's a temporary technical problem at the studio.
I selecty track for you.
What's that?
I selecty tracky.
Oh, you selecty tracky.
Who's your contestant, Robin?
Jamie.
Yes?
Tell us the country that has the most monkeys.
The most monkeys?
Which country? Here, I'll just take care of it.
I got it.
No, it's okay. We've waited 5 minutes. It's long enough already.
Hey.
Which country has the most monkeys? Jamie?
Yes?
You're gone. 90 to you. Jim?
How about Brazil?
No.
Brazil. Thank you, Jim.
Hello. Mike?
Yeah.
Which country has the most monkeys?
Africa.
Shut up.
No.
It is not Africa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I'd have to say, Nigeria.
Now.
You have to say Nigeria. You chose to.
$50, Cody.
Hello?
Yes, Cody.
China.
No.
Sorry about that, Cody. Hello.
India.
Yes! It's Monkey Town. India has more monkeys than any other country. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
India is the correct answer, and you've won $10.
No, Jesus, he's
Boy,
won.
You cut me back.
It's like.
How much did he win?
He's won 40 ever
what?
Since he got
40?
His. That's what you won. Is 40?
Right.
You want to take it? That you want nothing?
No.
Here is
no,
a chance.
No, I'm happy.
Yeah. Here, wait a minute. Hang on. I give you a chance to quadruple your money. If you can answer this question.
Okay. As long as it doesn't have to do with the ear horn thing.
What is an echo can?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's an echo horn.
Just keep
is
your cash and walk
horn?
Away from it, man.
An echo can is the thing that two kids put between
no,
two...
No, sir.
We went through this before.
No, we didn't go through this before. That's a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's the two kids put the string in between the can.
No, it's a walkie-talkie.
You didn't lose any money. You're keeping that, and we're just going to try and forget this whole thing. Thank you for knowing the monkey answer. What's your name again?
Scott.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
What happened to Jim? I just gave the money
you kept,
to
the guy named I know.
Jim.
Oh, sorry about that. You kept saying Jim. That's why I was confused by the whole thing. All right. Were you calling for any particular reason?
Yes, I wanted to say that I agree with you on that we're raising our children and everyone else to be too sensitive in the United States.
Thank you, ma'am. It is true, because now everybody's turned into a big baby.
It can be.
I attribute the fact that I'm a strong person to the fact that kids picked on me and beat me up when I was little. I said, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I don't take shit off anybody.
Oh, well, we just took some off you.
How would I hear?
Well, you heard a lady speaking in a very...
Foul. Why are you doing that, Rob?
I don't mean to be.
Don't do that.
That was inadvertent at best. I'm sorry.
Whatever, Carol,
I know. I heard my...
Well, right, you did. And you heard this... Please, no, ma'am, don't... They rewired the board while you were gone, so even when I have the phone pot down, they still blast through.
They've rewired the board!
They did. I can leave my phone pots completely down and everyone talks through.
Your phone pots?
My potentiometers, if you must know.
Okay. Well, there's a little behind-the-scenes glimpse, one that maybe you didn't want to have, but my God, you got it. Are you a man facing divorce, custody, or a child support case? Call 1-800-DIVORCE for Goldberg and Jones, won't you? Phone questions answered. No charge. 1-800-DIVORCE.
You're the longest-winded bastard I ever listened to.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I said, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I don't take shit off anybody.
Well, we just took some off you.
Goodbye.